terms of like really going into this discography, but from what I do hear of him, he has a really interesting cadence and a really interesting lyrical flow that he really, I think, exemplifies on Levitating. So I'm going to play this remix here of DaBaby and Dua Lipa's Levitating from the 2020 Future Nostalgia Moonlight Edition album. If I'm not mistaken, it has to be the Moonlight Edition because the standard one does not have Levitating. But nonetheless, 2020 disco pop vibes here with Dua Lipa and DaBaby on WMUC-FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. Check it out.
Baby, do a leap and make them dance when they come on. Everybody looking for a dance floor to run on.
If you wanna run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride. I had a premonition that we fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop.
One of the greatest, ain't no debating on it. I'm still levitated, I'm heavily medicated. Ironic, I gave him love and they end up hating on me. She told me she loved me and she been waiting. Been fighting hard for your love and I'm running thin on my patience. Needing someone to hug, even took it back to the basics. You see what you got me out here doing? Might have threw me off, but can't nobody stop the movement. Let's go. Left foot, right foot, levitating. Pop stars, Dua Lipa with the baby. I had to lace my shoes for all the blessings I was chasing. If I ever slip, I fall into a better situation. So catch up, go put some cheese on it. Get out and get your bread up. They always leave when you fall, but you run together. Weight of the world on my shoulders, I kept my head up. Now baby, stand up, cause girl, you
want me.
Oh, shoot. The mic was off. So, I'm sorry. I digress. Dua Lipa and DaBaby Levitating from the Future Nostalgia Moonlight Edition album, ladies and gentlemen. And so, I played that track. There's one more part I want to add before we jump to the next one. I played that track because I remember that being released in 2020. And I remember it also being pulled in 2021. And it was interesting to me because I wondered, why was the version with DaBaby taken off the airwaves? It has such a different vibe to it that really made it feel more like party, like made it feel more like, you know, connected energy. And so, why was it pulled from the radio? Well, if I understand correctly, it's an old industry tactic where often an R&B or pop track will feature a rapper who's prominent in the industry to help give it more marketability. So, in this case, Levitating, the track, which is originally from Future Nostalgia, has an already cool dance bop to it. Adding a prominent artist like DaBaby gives it a touch that, you know, boosts it into those top Billboard, like, resonating categories. And so that's the traditional tactic that's been used in the industry. It's why you see songs like Crazy in Love with Jay-Z, or Umbrella with Jay-Z, or Shall I Go to Another Track featuring Jay-Z? You get where I'm going with this. So it's and vice versa, they do the same thing where you have like T.I. Rihanna, Live Your Life, or Jesse J and B.O.B. Price Tag. So it's a couple of examples to advocate this point of crossovers between hip-hop and pop, or hip-hop and R&B. Surely enough, this track was... It's an interesting segment for me, because I find it interesting that DaBaby was pulled, because he made some statements about the LGBTQ community, which historically has not always been at odds with the black community, but has been, in my opinion, given advantages the black community has necessarily seen, despite being one of the first movements that paved way for opportunities like the LGBTQ group to be able to have protests. I think about the civil rights movement, how that really opened the conversation for, you know, women's rights, LGBTQ representation, it because there were so many sacrifices that black people made to have these protests and be able to go out and conduct them, a lot of these other groups were able to have the courage and follow suit, either support the same overall civil rights movement, or at least be able to take advantage of the opportunity provided by black people. Not saying, again, not just throwing his story to revise it in the favor of black people. It's look at the literature, look at the facts, look at the losses. I mean, this group has been consistently marginalized. Even if you watch, you know, what happened, again, case in point, George Floyd and Breonna Taylor's deaths, as soon as the initial quote-unquote hype was over for that, it became Stop Asian Hate. And I'm just watching in the media how many times, you know, one group's case is marginalized for the sake of another. Not that it's about advocating one group over another, but it's being framed that way within American discourse. And getting back to levitating, when DaBaby made those statements about the LGBTQ group, he himself was marginalized, despite the fact he ironically released a timely track remix of his song Rockstar, which focused on the deaths of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, as well as conveying the historical longstanding issue with police brutality against black and African-American groups in the United States. So I find it interesting, as an overall industry safe face timing, quote unquote, that he was marginalized from being featured on the track on radio anymore, despite if anyone else has said the obligatory N-word or marginalized, or, for example, Camila Cabello's slanderous rants against her group members, no one would have faced repercussions. And I'm saying this from a fact, because Camila Cabello's tracks from her, if I'm not mistaken, Romance 1600, if I think that the if I remember correctly, the title of the album, or even her self-titled Camila project, none of those got pulled from radio airwaves, despite her very prominent usage of the N-word on her bandmates like Normani from Fifth Harmony. So I find it interesting the double standard that has been inflicted upon there. And so that's the other reason I kind of put Levitating on this list, to sort of reflect that moment, in addition to enjoying Levitating for me as sort of my reminder of, you know, how freely our black discourse is allowed to be conveyed in pop media, frankly. Getting back to the playlist itself, I want to jump a few tracks here, because the next two were, again, honorable mentions in here, looking at time, but also looking at content. This track is very popular. Nas's I Can was also featured in here from his 2002 Godson album. And I found out about that track from my professor in the communication department. Shout out Dr. Nana. And it was a very uplifting track addressing what children can be, especially our black children. They don't have to be, as Nas says in his track, gangsters or H-words. They can be doctors. They can be actresses. They can be astronauts. They can be whatever they put their mind to. Don't believe the systematic, you know, hold downs or messaging fed to us to put down our groups. We can rise. We have the ability to do that. Yes, there are still the circumstances we have to navigate, but that's life. And those that do navigate them, I'm speaking from experience right now, just getting ready to get my bachelor's. There were times that I did face opposition. There were times I did face doubt. There were times I was the outcast in almost every circle, just for asking questions and not holding my head down and actively giving ideas that expand the discourse beyond the academic traditional topics that were chosen at hand. And so, to Nas's point, yes, there will be those tribulations, but navigating them, achieving the where you need to be, that's a greater reward. Not just financially, you'll find it's often emotionally, sentimentally, and spiritually uplifting reward. So And not just that we do it for that reason, but that we do it also to convey to our other generation beyond, again, ironically speaking about pursuing and persevering as Black diasporic forces, we also in turn encourage others to lift themselves. Why does that sound familiar? Oh, yes, it's that poem that was in Coach Carter, you know, our greatest, our deepest fear. And the part of it stands out to me about that. And as we allow our light to shine, we subconsciously give others permission to shine their light as well. That's where that comes in for me. So that's honestly, again, love Nas's track, Love I Can. It takes a classical sample from Fur Elise, if I'm not mistaken, and transforms it into a very iconic hip-hop track perpetuated by the drum beat of Impeach the President, the iconic drum sample that's been, that and James Brown's songs just consistently get sampled in hip-hop. Following that up, I'm going to skip over this other track by Miri Ben-Ari, an astounding violinist in the hip-hop space and even the music performance space. What she did with the hip-hop violinist album was amazing to me, segueing her connections with Kanye West, Black Thought, Pharoah Monch, and creating just all these different unique tracks. I'm not mistaken, Black Thought was on that album, because I know she collaborated with a lot of either Native Tongues or more at the time deemed conscious rappers. If I'm not mistaken, she also had Common on the album. I know for a fact Kanye West was on it because he was in that network with her, John Legend, Lupe Fiasco. It was a whole network of artists that were in that kind of Chicago area navigating the hip-hop space. And the track I was going to play is called New World Symphony. That text stands out to me as well because it is very interesting. It's a very interesting reflection on political time frames, talking about Bush and also talking about, you know, at some level with all this poverty and oppression being forced upon our ethnic group of the African-American community, Black diaspora, at some point we will rise up as the New World Symphony. We will rise up in a protest that prayerfully doesn't end violently, but we will not tolerate that behavior anymore. Because again, as he says in the chorus, we are the future, you are the past, talking about the age of oppression and age of disrespect. So before I go ahead and get too far down, I want to go ahead and play this next track. This one is getting back to DaBaby, and this is the remix I was talking about earlier of his Rockstar with Roddy Ricch. And ironically, again, I want to give love to the present artist wherever I can find a sample of this message of uplifting the discourse and uplifting the audience further. Wherever I can find that message, I want to go ahead and advocate for that by playing these tracks where I can find the texts available. And so this particular track is interesting to me because the original version of Rockstar strikes me as an anthem of, yeah, I made it. This is what I'm quote unquote flaunting as my success status. But then he released the Black Lives Matter remix. And that, to me, changes the entire rhetoric of the song because it balances it against I'm coming from this place, but also my people are coming from this place. And then now, unfortunately, I've gotten to this place where I'm in a violently defensive position because you as oppressors, the police, have shown you're willing to kill. You're willing to absolutely massacre, to maim our people for just being us. And you won't even let us, quote unquote, live. Not even just walk. Again, George Floyd, just walking. Breonna Taylor, sleep in her apartment. Won't even let us just live as human beings. You just have to kill us. And so Rockstar gets to that place. Like, if that's where it's going to be, I'm not supporting it. But I am going to say it's enough's enough. If y'all want to go there, we can go there and show you just how arrogant you all think we can really be. Not necessarily arrogant as we actually are acting. Arrogant in your all's terms. If by arrogant you mean that we're able to achieve success and afford high performance cars, that we're able to afford platforms to speak our minds and advocate for justice and reformation, yeah, that we'll go ahead and you all can call it arrogant. We'll call it uplifting ourselves. And so when I hear the Black Lives Matter remix of Rockstar, that's what I think about. And that's why it's on this list. And that's why, again, respect to Pharoah Monch and Ben-Ari and Nas, I want to go ahead and play this track next. Because not only does it start an amazing guitar-laden, bass-heavy hip-hop track that was the Billboard number one single for 2020, but it also, it just amazingly starts on a really introspective verse. And it's not just a tack-on verse, as many have called it in the comments. It's a very structured song. I'm going to stop talking about it. And actually, I'm going to let DaBaby tell you all what happened here on WMUC-FM College Park.
Even if I told you, still wouldn't understand what happened. Rather be myself if people look at me, don't matter. A rock star, just trying to keep it kosher. Trying to keep my eyes on my own paper like my teachers told me. Soon as niggas think it's over, poof, number one on the charts. I'm there vicariously, oh, there they go. Biasly pushing negative narratives, I'm ready though. Cops wanna pull me over, embarrass me. Abusing power, you never knew me, thought I was arrogant. As a juvenile, police pull their guns like they scared of me. And we used to howl, crackers treat us now, that's the scary thing. Want anything, we good at and we cherishing. Now we all fed up and niggas coming back for everything. Rock stars, just watch the news, they burning cop cars. Kill another nigga, break the law and call us outlaws. What happened? Want us to keep it peaceful. Should've seen them hating, when I bought that Lamborghini. Throw up my middle finger. Police can't catch me this up. Brand new Lamborghini, the cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop. Have you ever met a real nigga rock star? This ain't no guitar, but this a Glock. My Glock told me to promise you gon' squeeze me. It's safe to say I earned it, ain't a new, gave me nothing. I'm ready to hop out on a new, get the bus. Know you heard me say you play, you late, don't make me push the butt. Full of pain, dropped enough tears to fill up a bucket.
Going for buckets, I bought a chopper. I got a big drum and hold a hundred. Going for nothing, I'm ready to air it out on all these niggas. I can see I'm running. She talked to my mama, she hit me on FaceTime just to check up on me and my brother. I'm really the baby, she know that the youngest son was always guaranteed to get the money.
Okay, let's go.
She know that the baby boy was always guaranteed to get the loot. She know what I do, she know if I run from it, where I'ma pull it out and shoot. PTSD, I'm always waking up in cold sweats like I got the flu. My daughter a G, she saw me killing it in front of her before the age of two. And I'd kill another nigga too, before I let another nigga do something to you. As long as you know that, don't let nobody tell you different, daddy love you.
Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini, a cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop. Have you ever met a real nigga rock star? This ain't no guitar, but this a Glock. My Glock told me to promise you gon' squeeze me.
Interesting note about the music itself on the baby's rock star. That guitar lick definitely conveys that element of really tired. It's like, yeah, this is tired and now about to emerge in this powerful force. And so when I hear Rockstar by the baby, yes, there's a lot of mentions to violence that I've constantly talked about before on my show as something that really is not indicative of where our culture could be. It is definitely, you know, something to think about with regards to how the music is structured to embody the message by the artist. And I'm very honestly, again, I just want to talk about the babies if he's just complete fool. I really am proud of him when I say this. That verse in the beginning just really exemplifies the current artist's power and when they really understand what they can do to evoke a message. Now, whether that was influenced by just the moment of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor's death, and that was just a very media-based movement, possibly. I don't know for certain, but I know this. There are people that say you have to do that and you just do it following the rules, and there are people that do it and follow a passion that's put in them to speak out in a message. And so, again, I pray that was really genuine because it felt that way through the music. And the real telltale of an artist, you know, they say in magic, you never reveal your magician's secrets. In this case, that's really good presentation by DaBaby on that first verse. And even it changes the rhetoric of the original first verse, which now becomes the second verse. So it bolsters it further and really makes it an interesting track to listen to in full concision with the rest of the song. So jumping back a few tracks in my playlist, I missed one in this DJ template I'm working through that's on my actual latest version. This track is a underrated exclusive to me. It's by Jersey Monet. It's released on the DreamWorks record label, the same DreamWorks that makes Shrek, Kung Fu Panda, Shark Tale, the same DreamWorks. They have so many deep cut tracks on their label. It's amazing to me. They also were behind the movie The Prince of Egypt, by the way, the story of Moses. It was very, very well done, well put together movie and a well ahead of its age animation project for its time. So I want to go ahead and give some love to DreamWorks Records, and more primarily I want to give some love to Jersey Monet for this track called Most High. I talked earlier about, you know, Nas's track I Can, talk about empowering our children for the future. Jersey Monet takes a similar approach with DMX on the feature recording remix. So I want to go ahead and play this next track here. Again, it's called Most High, and it's here from the 2002 track, 2002 album Slips Me. But it's a very beautiful, very beautiful piece, and I love DMX's authenticity, because in the moments where he really does shine, I think, yeah, insight on DMX, I think if he had another life, I think if it was different, the circumstances he came up in were different, he could have really been this amazing gospel rapper as a foundation. I mean, he gave some great bangers in this lifetime with Rough Riders Anthem, Party Up, Who We Be. Take your pick of his discography. But I do feel when I hear tracks like this one or even his gospel-driven track, Lord Give Me a Sign, that he really could have made us of substantial standing in the Christian conscious hip-hop space more frequently, because he was just that real. He was that down to earth, and I give love to Mr. Earl Simmons. So God rest his soul, and I'm going to go ahead and play this track here by him and Jersey Monet called Most High. Check it out.
Yeah, people don't know what the world means to me. Things change and rearrange. Friends aren't friends anymore. People go behind your back to school on anything. Will we ever have peace? Someone tell me, please.
Ghetto USA on the block. Kids playing gunshots. Never fazed by the crimes that they witness. Follow me and come and see how I got this way. Young mama right there. Don't be cussing at your kids right there. Put the right foundation right here. So they can be.
Can't hide it. Yeah, the road was rough, but I decided to ride it. Stepped happily, but half of me walked recklessly. That's just an X in me. Cats that pop like ecstasy. Yo, but he sounds just like you. Oh, he's just an extra me. Come on. Either let me fly or give me death. Words that I try to say with my last breath. And if my last breath ain't long, I'll thank the Lord for my life. That way my last breath ain't wrong. You not peeping money? With the hood right there. You don't really want to go right there. Come on, and you get left right there. You be taking your last breath right there.
Silver. Mundo. I love this song, man. Yo, you really understand, man. I love this song.
We love it too here, DMX, at WMEC-FM College Park. That was Most High, Jersey Monet, featuring the late, great DMX from the ironically titled Love and War 2002 release. And it's very, very deep, very introspective track. One of my favorites there. I really appreciate that one. I'm really giddy when I hear that, because I'm like, that is some positivity. The beat, positive. The lyrical messaging is empowering. And one thing I always take from DreamWorks movies, everyone talks about Pixar and the magic they capture in their series. But when I hear a DreamWorks, when I see a DreamWorks film, it's a golden glow of some sort. It doesn't matter if it's Kung Fu Panda, and particularly Kung Fu Panda 2. It doesn't matter if it's Madagascar 2, ironically. It doesn't matter if it's Shrek 2. A lot of their sequels do really good in that golden 2000s period. Even Megamind. I mean, think about the golden glow of him finding out he doesn't have to be a villain. He can actually be a hero in his own right and finally be himself and respected for it. And, you know, it's when I hear DreamWorks, you know, productions, even Spirit, the Stallion of Cimarron, or the Prince of Egypt, it's an amazing piece what they do and what they put together with DreamWorks. It's a very powerful, positive light. So thank you to the DreamWorks representatives and executives for making wonderful outputs in the visual and audio art space. It's amazing. And so, as that track is entitled Most High by Jersey Monet and DMX, very influential, very impactful track. In a similar sense, we can't talk about hip-hop without talking about one of the biggest influences on the genre from outside the genre. And this track comes from... I picked up this track from my experience with the Bowie Community Services event and their Cue the Track listening experiences. And they do it where they have a thematic artist or album or work of the night where they talked about, you know, Hamilton, the last one I did with them. And the first one that I worked with them on was Bob Marley. And in that experience, I learned so much about his work with the Wailers, his life and his journey. And ultimately learned about one of the most impactful songs that would later inspire Brother Ali and Public Enemy to do a cover on their later Most of My Heroes Sit on a Pier No Stamps album. This one is called Get Up, Stand Up, and it's been cited as one of the most influential tracks in the hip-hop genre, and so I'm going to play it here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Bob Marley and the Wailers, Get Up, Stand Up, from the legend Best of Bob Marley and the Wailers album, coming to you live over the airwaves of WNBC-FM, off top of the South, the camp, the top of the top, South, the dining hall. Check it out.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up.
Jesus' name, Lord. We know and we understand. Almighty
Once again, the legendary Bob Marley, God rest his soul, and the Wailers with Get Up, Stand Up from the legend, Best of Bob Marley and the Wailers compilation. And so, as I mentioned before, that ironically inspired a cover by Public Enemy and Brother Ali that I love to play on the station, but it's got some very strong language. And again, want to maintain realness, but also respect the level of listening capability here in the station. So I want to respect the audience listening in, back to that notion of, you know, keep the message very highly communicable and respectfully translatable. So that will be the next track on my playlist that I've curated. Following that, two tracks that I played last week with Chosen in the Station, which were Fight the Power, the Remix 2020 with Rhapsody, Nas, Black Thought, YG, and Jahi as well on the track. Also featuring Flavor Flav and Chuck D on the remake there. And that was also another track that was reignited and reemerged into the media ecosphere due to the deaths of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. And a lot of black artists were making songs to advocate, as Bob Marley says, their power to get up and stand up and discuss these things in the open and not just let it slide by. You know, if you know what your life is worth, you'll search for yours on earth and trying to get that message across and not just tolerate the disrespect that was being shown. Similar vein, we also talked about Me Against the Algorithm from last episode. That also comes from Chosan's album, Me Against the Algorithm, that track featuring Mark Saunders. And we went ahead and looked at the influence of how tracks by Bounty Killer and also Grandmaster Melly Mel and a lot of those artists we covered last episode, and how they influenced the making of a song like Me Against the Algorithm, and that reflection that this era of digital communication has really influenced the mindsets and behavioral dynamics of people living in this timeline, particularly our black, you know, our black diaspora. Whether it be, you know, brothers on social media evidencing stories from the hood, quote unquote. Like, I think about Jahan Jones, he comes to mind as the first person in my example. And stories of that nature, are even also a couple of other female influencers that slipped my mind at the moment. But the narratives and things being advocated in the media are being picked up on by younger generations in our black discourse. And even though the stories they're telling online either are reflective of their life but told in a fictional capacity, a lot of people adapt those behaviors to their own persona in real life, which is ironically in real life very scary to watch. But it's surreal. It's real as we're watching it in real time. I can't convey that enough. And speaking of addressing the realness of our state of culture, I want to play this next song from the playlist here. This one is from my favorite artist, Mr. D1, who recently got picked up for the greatest hip-hop concert in entertainment, Rolling Loud. So he's performing, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he performed yesterday on May 10th. And it was in a hip-hop concert with a lot more, quote-unquote, neutral genre artists. But also, in that same sense, reaching into those diverse niche like gospel and conscious hip hop to pull out artists like D1 to perform for the masses, because their message, as he's put it in his own releases, the message is actually resonating with the culture. And it's weird ways, it's shaking the culture, it's getting the culture up, and it's making them think about more things. So the message is going forward from that perspective. But in the same vein, he's still, as the track is called by the play, calling it like it is. Check it out here on WMUC-FM College Park, where college radio is good radio.
I want to be empathetic, my heart like D1, but I will.
Rock T go crazy.
Yeah. I don't care what these people think. I'm trying to make these people think.
What's up, Kendrick? We flipping tables, man.
Call it like it is.
All right. Y'all done turned this culture trash. These so-called legends ain't no legends. I don't care if they sold millions. Are you hearing their message? Poisoning our whole community. Everybody hypnotized. Why you think nobody respect black people? No big surprise.
Call it like it is.
And I love New Orleans, my city, but I love Galway more. I don't care if none of y'all with me. We celebrate being stupid, and everybody's so gangster. But when you clocking for that white man, you be on your best behavior. Hold up.
Call it like it is.
Yeah, most of the media people lame. Y'all was never really, really cool before you got inside of this here game. Instigating y'all being messy. You ain't helping nobody grow. Tell Joe Budden I'm on a mission. So don't butt in, Joe. Man, I'm going.
Call it like it is.
No, it ain't no pressure on me. I'm applying the pressure. I'm powered by G-O-D. And we gon' be, alright? That's what Kendrick Lamar said. And in the words of Lil Wayne, the sky's the limit, yeah.
So call it like it is. Call it what it ain't. Call it what you want. No, I ain't on that train. I'm speaking from the soul. And I don't care who feel it. Yeah, hip-hop is dead. And y'all the ones who killed it. No, I am not impressed. And I say that with my chest. Don't try to call me preaching. Refer to me as blessed. So call it like it is. And call it what it ain't. Call it what you want. No, I ain't on that train.
Y'all boys claim to be some soldiers. But you soldiers ain't no soldiers. Man, I told you and I showed you. I'm a soldier for life. Stop playing dumb. It's good versus is evil. It's only two sides, class and session. Y'all need to attend, just like my shoe size. Murder music hit different when somebody in my crew died. The biggest gangsters in rap got blind hair and blue eyes. We getting pimped. What y'all wanna do, guys?
Your new single just dropped? Yay, time to entertain us with new lies.
Whoever said I'm canceled, man, I'm laughing in these people's face. I work for God, dummy. My impact could never be erased. Tell America I'm the same brother I used to be before y'all was introduced to me. Consistency ain't new to me.
So call it like it is.
Y'all done sold us out with your coolery. And that dollar bill got y'all whipped. That's dead, man, it's his eulogy. And whoever say what they gon' do to me, man, I hit your whole block up.
With prayers, man, y'all ain't used to me. The beat finished, loop that thing back. Let's go.
Call it like it is. Call it what it ain't. Call it what you want. No, I ain't on that train. I'm speaking from the soul. And I don't care who feel it. Yeah, hip-hop is dead. And y'all the ones who killed it. No, I am not impressed. And I say that with my chest. Don't try to call me preaching. Refer to me as blessed. Don't call it like it is.
Child. I'm writing this cause I feel we should sit and talk a while. It may sound like I'm crazy, but I feel like your baby. Spend more time with you than my own folks, so it's just like you raised me. You taught me how to walk, said I should have swag. You taught me how to dress, that's why I let my pants sag. You taught me how to be a man like I ain't have a dad. You taught me how to talk, that's why my grandma bad. You taught me self-defense, a little rule of thumb. You said you never wanna fight, son, use a gun. See, when you use a gun, you don't have to respect them. You can just talk to them how you want them, pull out and check them. You told me women ain't ish but the f***ing tricks. And never to love them, just cut them, move on and dip. You never told me what to do if I slipped and had a kid. All I remember is move on and dip. And make it rain if she get on the pole and strip. But if she respectable, I ain't supposed to trick. And if I see my brother get done wrong, then just turn your back and let it happen, but don't you snitch. You had me thinking hard and real with the same thing. Like you're real if you have the heart to kill and you gang bang. You never told me if I take his life, his pain is for a second, but it's ever present in his baby's life. You carried the spirit of banging across the nation, and they embraced it cause you put it in song formation. You taught me I don't need school, I can rap, and while I'm waiting for my music to move, I can trap. I used to want to be one. You told me hate the cops. Now they can only beat and mistreat us cause we ain't the cops. I thought you had my best interest. Maybe not. So I'm writing this letter to tell you. Thanks a lot. Dear hip-hop. Dear hip-hop. Dear hip-hop. I met my real father. He said he loved me and he missed me and I'm not forgotten. He left me tons of messages, but I must not have got them. I guess you must have lost them. But anyway, I found them when I was just a youngin'. You told me daddy left. I ran a check, it says he's always been at that address. He said it's me who left him. He just respected my choice. You showed me candy and toys and I was just a boy. He told me wait for sex, but we ain't wanna wait. Now it's abortion and broken homes plus a bunch of A's. He told me to love my woman, protect and provide. You told me if I love her, do it for only a night. He said if you love her, then wife her and going for life like a lifer. And man up and make sure your family tight. I never withhold good from you, but it has to be right. And if it ain't, then you may have to wait until after this life. He said to speak up when you see injustice. It's thinking you're weak when you speak on evil that leads to what the streets are becoming. He told me our children were innocent. You teach them sexual dances, we tape it and place it on the internet. He told me love my brother, almost like what you said. But you said if he looked at me wrong, I could bust his head. He said his son is over everything. You either serve God or money. You told me money over everything. He said it's never too late to come and join the family. He said they all been waiting for me. They rejoiced to have me. And that's the point of this letter. I wrote it so you know that as sure as you hold this note, I decided I'm going home.
Following up on D1's reflection of the culture and Call It Like It Is, we went ahead and played Bizzle's Dear Hip Hop, a track that I cannot play enough of because it really gets at the importance of realizing hip hop's influential potential when it hits the listener's ears, and really talking about his reflections on where hip hop pointed him towards versus where God is ultimately leading him towards. And so it's a very interesting, you know, perspective in that duality and that sense of understanding the influence of lyrics in the instruments, and not just keep, you know, at this point sound like I'm glazing D1 by the jargon of Gen Z, but his points are still valid, which is why I lean on them a lot of times. He asked a very interesting question in one of his interviews: if we took the beats off of these tracks, would we say the things that we hear in these hip-hop recordings? Would we genuinely talk to someone else in the manner that we hear, like, you know, DaBaby referenced earlier in Rockstar? Even context aside, how would we refer to that? Would we like to refer to that to our brothers? At the end of the day, I'm not going to, you know, say I know everyone. I'm not going to say the artists know everyone. But I would guarantee a guess that at least 1 in 10 people may not, you know, be completely sure of why they're doing what they do in the first place. Maybe it's just, you know, how they learn to get by in life. Maybe it's how they understand, you know, understanding relational dynamics. Maybe they're just navigating those things and they needed someone to guide them in that space. Again, I say this being blessed with the fortune to have those figures, to have those people in my life that have guided me, whether it be professors, parents, God himself, whatever capacity. It's something to be reflective of in that perspective, but that also has to be factored in when we think about the way in which these artists are addressing the publics. I got a couple other tracks here, and given that it's like 7 minutes left in the show, maybe we'll get through one or two of them before I get into the final power prayer of the entire remix series. But I do want to give a shout out to some of the artists I have to kind of breeze through here. But again, in the sense of getting verbal liner notes, I want to make sure I respect and acknowledge their presence on this, in my opinion, historical piece of African-American representation and musical works. So I talked earlier, we left off with D1's Call Like It Is. Following that, I wanted to go ahead and give some shout-outs to Jada Moye again. Grateful is on this because of the same reason that DJ Made Me Do It and Levitating are on this as well. At some level, there is an engagement in the libidinal economy and enjoying music just for the sake of enjoying life and like having those tracks that are like, yeah, this is a good day. Very similar to Ice Cube's It Was a Good Day. But in that same notion, you know, reflecting on how life is so short, and in those moments where we can't enjoy it, give thanks to God if you're in that faith, and even in that space just enjoying, give thanks for life, give thanks and be be present. My mom tells me that all the time. My dad has told me that since I was wee tall. Enjoy life. You know, be respectful. Make sure you handle your business and do what you're supposed to do. But at the end of the day, don't get so caught up in, you know, the daily routine. Enjoy it. Enjoy that time. Enjoy that free space. If you need to engage, you know, for me, a libidinal economy means if I'm working and the assignments, I have a deadline in 3 hours, maybe I do get on my phone and just, you know, scroll music catalogs. Maybe I just do make a quick mix to get my mind reset. Maybe I just enjoy what's been afforded in my life. Because, you know, we can't always dwell on what we have yet to accomplish. I won't say don't have, but I will still try to frame it as the positive context, what we have yet to conceive. And we already have. We just have yet to tangibly see it or feel it, but we have it. So those songs like Grateful really strike me as that. Ghetto Gospel by Tupac and Elton John, I put on this list. And it's I'm battling because the original version was made, again, the similar sense of the Baby's Levitating remix was kind of pulled for legal and cultural disconnects and dissonances among audiences. Ghetto Gospel's original recording was pulled because of Tupac's legal issues. But the wonderful remastered and remixed track that was, if I'm not mistaken, produced by Eminem for the, Loyal to the Game 2004 posthumous release by Tupac, was a very good output and a very interesting single, you know, that talks about the uplifting notion, very similar to Jersey Monet and DMX, uplifting oneself from the environment to greater potential. And that's where we got to Bizzle's Dear Hip Hop. A couple of the tracks after that, I'm going to go ahead and skim past to get to some really good ones. They're all really good ones, excuse me. But to get to skim past in the interest of time, that I will definitely revisit should I have another opportunity to engage with you all in this kind of capacity on a platform like this. But just want to give some shout-outs to these artists still. I put Lecrae, Die for the Party on here as, again, reflecting on the culture and engaging in the acts that are presented to our people to indulge in. And also to reflect Lecrae's first appearance on NPR's Tiny Desk, the first Christian rapper to do that. And he killed it. Great nods to his discography, great use of the time, great production. Shout out to NPR and shout out to Lecrae for a journey he's had. And so I wanted to go ahead and put him on that list. Following Lecrae, I know she had a new album, but I always reflect on this as my favorite hit by her, Ray and her song Escapism. It slaps, it's awesome, it's powerful hip hop. The story itself is to me very scary, but I understand it's a very real impact for a lot of young women out here engaging in these social capacities in a romantic context. And so it's a very, very bombastic track. When I hear the drum production, when I hear the frequency modulation, it's very cool. And I wanted to give a shout out to that track's presence on this playlist. A Fenty by Rhapsody. I've always wanted to have a Rhapsody track in my playlist. I love her work. I heard her on Complexion, but I really wanted something that would convey uplifting. And what better way than to pick this track that samples Denise Williams' Free featuring PJ Morton. And it is from her album called Eve, which, again, I personally have reservations about naming a track after such a very infamous figure in biblical history. Her and Adam, just, again, infamous figures in biblical history to me. But the interesting fact of that album is that every track on there is named after an iconic African-American woman who just made history. So there's a track, if I'm not mistaken, called Michelle. There's also a track called, I don't know if there's one called Oprah on there. Every track is the first name of an iconic woman in history. And again, shame on me for not really researching more into the names, but I remember this one because it's the name of Tupac's mother, Afeni Shakur, and it talks about the relational dynamics of mothers in African-American context and becoming mothers and women who are left on their own to raise the children, also reflecting on, you know, the reality that not every man leaves, but for those that do, this is how we feel. And it's really less of a bashing as it is, this is the love we're trying to share. Do you want it? Do you really want to be with us and be in with us for this thing called life? And again, I ran short on time. Should have got to the station earlier because this would be a beautiful track to play. And I highly encourage checking it out because I think her and PJ Morton just do a great job. And in typical Rhapsody fashion, she delivers a wonderful outro spoken word. Vegas, I put on this track by Doja Cat. Not so much to reference the film or Doja Cat in particular, but to pay respect to Big Mama Thornton, the woman who wrote Hound Dog that was infamously, taken by Elvis Presley and played much to his popularity, but never to Big Mama Thornton's acknowledgement. So that track is on here as well. I mentioned him earlier, but in the interest of time, and also that we played a track by him already, DMX is Who We Be from the Great Depression was on this track, because again, it gets at the note that this next track I'm going to play definitely references. So this next track is in fact very relevant and has been appearing on social media, and I personally have grown to like this track in more retrospective years than when I initially heard it. Again, not that old when I heard the original release, but when I first heard this track in general, wasn't one of my bigger favorites, but in retrospect, it's really, really hit me in just several places. So I want to go ahead and play it here, probably play the last track on this playlist, and then get into the power prayer. And this track is by the legendary Michael Jackson. That was the legendary They Don't Care About Us by Michael Jackson from his 1995 History, Past, Present, and Future release, if I'm not mistaken. This version in particular coming from the Essential Michael Jackson compilation. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we round out to the final power prayer today. And so, again, spoiler alert, I will say the last song on my Between the Bangers playlist as the ending to the power prayer and the ending of the show. Because I think thematically this track has been one of my favorite for a minute. And it's a song that sort of ties everything I've done with regards to the work and the themes and the narratives on this show in terms of trying to convey it. So I'm going to go ahead and get to the power prayer first, because I think that will send off a good energy for all the times listening in. So I really appreciate the support for WMUC, and sending much love to you and yours as I get ready to send the final power prayer which has been inspired. Last time, I'm going to go ahead and reference this. This segment was inspired by the works of DMX and how he would pray before every one of his concerts. Regardless of the content and lyrically of his concerts, he would always make time to give love to Jesus for the position he was put in, to make a difference, to spread a message, to attract and connect with audiences the way that he did. And it was really powerful. If I highly encourage it, there's a clip of him at Woodstock doing this, and the scenery is absolutely immaculate if you get the chance to check it out. So that's why I do this segment here. And again, not just for that reason to mimic DMX, but because I want to give love to Jesus for giving me the opportunity to be in this, or placing me in the opportunity to convey a message through these airwaves to whether it be my fellow Terps on campus, to whether it be someone listening in abroad online. So, or even in the College Park area, just commuting. I pray you have a great day. And with this power prayer, I get ready to send us off into the final song of the show. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Dear God, I don't know what day I will see you, but I pray that I do as much as I can to be able to meet you. Within heaven's gates, the days are always great, but upon the face of the earth, so many are consumed by hate. People, animals, things and places, happening, occurring, all within cycles and races. So I pray unto you, God, in a manner similar to Mr. Earl Simmons, that you please add more examples of your light and reflect it widely amongst your children. Many of us walk the days with hardened hearts and wounded souls, hammered mindsets and battered skin. But I know that you will guide your people in making it to the future because you never turned on us back then. God, I thank you for being the best father, spirit, teacher, mentor, hero, and friend, and ensuring that new growth occurs after our previous moment ends. I love you, God, and I can never say it enough. Thank you for sending me the opportunity for this message, and I pray for the hearts it's touched. Amen. God bless, ladies and gentlemen. Have a wonderful journey throughout the rest of your life, and prayerfully through the music cosmos.
Get a little older, I realize life is perspective, and my perspective may differ from yours. I want to say thank you to everyone that's been down with me, all my fans, all my beautiful fans, anyone who's ever gave me a listen, all my people.
I come from a generation of pain where murder is minor. Rebellious and more jealous, a chip you for designer. Belt buckles and cloud overzealous and prone to violence. Make the wrong turn, be your will of the will alignment. Residue burn, missed at the inner city. Miscommunication to keep homo detector busy. No protection is risky. Desensitized, I vandalize pain. Covered up and camouflage, get used to hearing arsenal ring. Analyze, risk your life, take the charge. Homies, don't f*** your baby mama once you hit the yard. That's culture, 23-hour lockdown. Then somebody called, said your little nephew was shot down. The coach is involved, I done seen. Do 17, hit the halfway house. Get out and get his brains blown out. Looking to buy some weed, car washes played out. New GoFundMe accounts to proceed. A brand new victim, a shatter those dreams. The culture. To let y'all know what it look like in a bulletproof rover. In my mama's sofa was a doodle popper. Hair trigger, walk up closer. Ain't no photoshopping. Friends bipolar. Grab you by your pockets. No option if you froze up. I always play the offense. Going to work and selling work. Late for work. Working late, praying for work. But he on paperwork. That's the culture. Point the finger, promote ya. Remote location, witness protection. They gon' hold ya. The streets got me f***ed up. Y'all can miss me. I wanna represent for us. New revolution was up and moving. I'm in Argentina wiping my tears, full of confusion. Water in between us, another peer's been executed. History repeats again, make amends, then find a with the same skin to do it. But that's the culture, crack a bottle. Hard to deal with the pain when you're sober. By tomorrow, we forget the remains, we start over. That's the problem, our foundation was trained to accept whatever follows. Dehumanized, insensitive, scrutinized the way we live for you and I. Enemy shook my hand, I can promise I'll meet you. In a land where no equal is your equal. Never say I ain't told ya. Nah, in a land where hurt people hurt more people, calling it culture.
Celebrate new life when it come back around. The purpose is